Greetings. Well, Halloween is almost upon us. I mean, where did that summer go? June was a very busy month at performance coaching. The summer seems a distant memory. And now we're back running at full capacity. And I'm sure that's true for most of you as well. In June, we were involved in the Hockey Canada Performance of Excellence program. I say we because along with yours truly, Peggy, Gary, and Cindy, we're involved in reviewing with all the men who will coach for Canada this year, their individual assessments from the TACE instrument. There were three under 17 coaching staffs, one under 18, and of course the World Junior staff. Other than the Olympics, these are the age classifications that teams that represent our country compete each year in men's hockey. Now, Hockey Canada CEO Tom Rennie opened a three-day conference by reminding the coaches that it's called the Program of Excellence. It's not called the Program of Perfection. This is a good reminder for all of us who are trying to move forward, get better at anything. Perfection is almost in every case unachievable and leads to over-critiquing, diminished self-esteem, and a draining of the emotional resources and willpower. Last week, Peggy, who heads up the program, and Karen and Cindy were working with the women's hockey team and the 28 players, all of whom hope to be one of the 22 who will represent Canada in February at the Olympics. Later this month, Cindy, along with Giselle and Carl, will lead a similar team working with the men's sledge hockey team who will compete in the Paralympic Games. Sandra and I have been working with figure skaters at the Career Club who will also be at the Olympics. As I said, it's been a busy fall. I was in Keystone, Colorado in early September doing a couple of presentations, returned to the Queen's Leadership Program in Hydro One, and then headed to Yellowknife and a very interesting coaches conference up there. Now next month, I have the privilege of teaching in the Queen's Cornell EMBA program. I'll spend 12 hours with each of the two classes of 80 students. We will be covering off coaching skills. I truly love working with students, or for that matter, anyone who is seriously interested in improving themselves. In other words, learning. I have been reminding myself recently of John Wooden's wonderful quote, "You have not taught until they have learned." As an organization, one of our clients has challenged us to create a resiliency program in which the entire classroom section is taken up with skill practice. This requires a rethink of how we deliver content, because there are new things people need to learn before they can practice. Now, we are in the midst of a wonderfully challenging redesign that requires creativity and innovation, which, if done with energy and enthusiasm, are incredibly invigorating. It was Edison who said, "There are no rules here, we're trying to accomplish something." And often, in order to create something new, you have to first abandon everything that you've learned to that point. Past success can really block us from moving forward. Lewis Wirth, an American sociologist who lived at the turn of the century, once said that the single most important thing we need to know about ourselves is what do we take for granted? What assumptions do we operate on that we never question? It's a wonderful thing to revisit your assumptions, the way you think things should be done, even at 71 years of age. Now, the key, of course, is to become aware, to actually notice when you're making assumptions that you take as a given, the truth. In the coming months, I plan on doing a large research project on resiliency, and we'll be asking for 100 volunteers, heck, you might even be one of them, who are willing to help identify those places in their day where they get stuck or snagged or frustrated or even fighting against themselves. I haven't fully fleshed out the design of the study yet, but it's going to take on the simplicity of the way I sometimes work with athletes. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, I was working with a female tennis player, Canadian champion Jillian Alexander. We arranged a match for her against a very strong male player. Mid-match, when Jillian's game started to falter, and because it was only an exhibition match, it didn't matter, I was able to walk right on the court at that moment and say to her, "What are you thinking right now? What's going through your mind?" What I got back at that moment was uncensored real data on what went on inside of her at tough moments in competition. It was clear, precise, and told us exactly what we had to deal with. Were I to wait and ask that question at the end of the match, by then the data would have been filtered, generalized, etc. In your world, the organizational world, by way of a prompt, being it a buzzer or a text or a timer, I want to be able to capture what people are going through internally, moment to moment, on a daily basis in their work world, so that we can build a resiliency program that deals with that, because that's the reality of what they're facing. Now, you might want to take some action on these things yourself by simply setting a timer on your watch or putting a visual cue on your desk, anything that reminds you to stop, go inside, and check out what you're thinking. Is it helpful? Is it moving you forward? Is it what I want? Is it what I don't want? On November 24th, we are holding one of our breakfast sessions. This one is focused on perhaps the most critical aspect of leadership in any capacity: your ability to build powerful relationships. It's based on another piece of research I did with elite coaches a few years back. You will find information on the breakfast elsewhere in this newsletter, as well as, quite frankly, a brilliant white paper on the subject written by our incredible program designer, Sandra Stark, and Gary Watanabe, who teaches the Building Powerful Relationships program. Well, that's certainly more than enough for me. My very best to each and every one of you. I do appreciate you listening to my ramblings. I will finish as usual by reminding you to keep your stick on the ice and your head up, and watch out for those goblins at the end of the month.